This is the Music History Today podcast for April 19th. On today's show, the world loses Bernard Edwards of Chic, Levon Helm of the band, and Mr. Green Jeans. We'll explain who he was in a minute. First up, though, on this date in 1924, the radio show National Barn Dance, the forerunner to the Grand Ole Opry, premiered on WLS Radio in Chicago, Illinois. In 1962, Jackie Wilson performed on stage for the first time. In 1968, George Harrison and John Lennon left the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi's retreat, fearing that the yogi was a fraud. In 1973, Barbra Streisand started recording the song Between Yesterday and Tomorrow. In 1975, the group The Raspberries broke up. In 1982, Simon and Garfunkel started what became a very brief reunion tour. They, of course, didn't get along after a little while. In 1984, the song Advance Australia Fair became the Australian national anthem. In 1988, Sonny Bono officially became mayor of Palm Springs, California. In 1991, the band Power Slaves was formed. In 2002, Alice in Chains lead singer Lane Staley's body was found. He passed away from a drug overdose 14 days earlier on April 5th. In 2012, the band Neck Deep was formed. In 2019, two sports teams in America stopped playing Kate Smith's version of the song God Bless America when people suddenly realized after all those decades that Kate also sang racist songs like That's Why Darkies Were Born. That's literally the title of the song. That's Why Darkies Were Born. Music sometimes. Anywho, in 2020, the Lady Gaga curated Together at Home virtual concert took place. In classical music, in 1894, Jules Massenet premiered his opera Werther, and in 1964, the opera Montezuma by Roger Sessions premiered. In theater, in 1945, Rodgers and Hammerstein premiered their piece Carousel on Broadway, and in 1972, the musical Don't Bother Me, I Can't Cope opened on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 19th, in 1980, Ireland won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 2003, the Curtis Institute of Music awarded an honorary degree to Miss Nina Simone. And in 2015, Miranda Lambert, Luke Bryan, and Jason Aldean were among the big winners at the Academy of Country Music Awards. Albums that were released on April 19th include in 1965 when Tony Bennett released If I Ruled the World, Songs for the Jet Set. In 1968, the Zombies released their classic Odyssey and Oracle. In 1974, Miles Davis released Big Fun. In 1976, John Sebastian released Welcome Back. In 1982, Laurie Anderson released Big Science and Jethro Tull released The Broadsword and the Beast. In 1984, Ultravox released Lament. In 1989, Natalie Cole released Good to Be Back. In 1991, Golden Earring released Bloody Buccaneers. In 1994, Gaster Del Sol released Crooked, Cracked, or Fly. Also on that same day, Superchunk released Foolish and Nas released one of the greatest rap albums of all time, Illmatic. In 1999, the Cranberries released Bury the Hatchet, and in 2014, REM released Unplugged, the complete 1991 and 2001 sessions. Singles that were released on April 19th include in 1963 when Johnny Cash released Ring of Fire, in 1965 Otis Redding released I've Been Loving You Too Long, the Beatles released Ticket to Ride, and Peter and Gordon released True Love Ways. In 1971, Chicago released Lowdown. In 1974, the Eagles released Already Gone. In 1977, Weather Report released Birdland. In 1978, Patti Smith Group released Because the Night. In 1980, Michael Jackson released She's Out of My Life. In 1982, 38 Special released Caught Up in You. In 1984, Laura Branigan released Self Control. In 1986, The Fabulous Thunderbirds released Tough Enough. In 1999, Lou Bega released Mambo No. 5. In 2012, Rush released Headlong Flight. In 2018, Billie Eilish and Khalid released Lovely, and in 2019, Sech and Daryl released Otro Trago. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 19th include songwriter Dickie Goodman, composer Jermaine Taillefer, singer Lauren Gray, Death Row Records owner Suge Knight, rapper Arizona Zervas, singer Freya Ridings, singer Mia McLachlan, rapper Skate the Great, Don Barber of the Four Freshmen, singer Luis Miguel, blues musician Alexis Corner, singer Bobby Russell, Larry Ramos of The Association, Alan Price of The Animals, Eve Graham of The New Seekers, Mark Volman of The Turtles, Rod Morgenstein of Winger, Tony Martin of Black Sabbath, Dawn Richardson of Four Non Blondes, Becca Bramlett of Fleetwood Mac, and DJ Pascal Kleiman. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 19th include composer William Smith, who passed away in 1645 at the age of 42. Composer Espirit Blanchard passed away in 1770 at the age of 74. Organist and composer Johann Kellner passed away in 1772 at the age of 66. Composer Florian Deller passed away in 1773 at the age of 43. Organist and violinist Peter Hellendahl passed away in 1799 at the age of 78. Composer, teacher, and pianist Camille Stamati passed away in 1870 at the age of 59. Composer William Havergal passed away in 1870 at the age of 77. Composer and organist Samuel Wellesley passed away in 1876 at the age of 65. Songwriter Thomas Westendorf passed away in 1923 at the age of 75. Composer Johanna Mueller Hermann passed away in 1941 at the age of 63. Composer Gustave Doré passed away in 1943 at the age of 76. Composer Lord Berners passed away in 1950 at the age of 66. Composer Ernst Levy passed away in 1981 at the age of 85. Composer Dag Veren passed away in 1986 at the age of 80. The singer and actor who played Mr. Green Jeans on the Captain Kangaroo children's TV show, Hugh Branum, passed away from cancer in 1987 at the age of 77. Drummer Robert F. Clayton, bassist Robert Haynes of the band The Jody Grind, along with performance artist Deacon Lunchbox, were killed when their van was hit by a drunk driver in 1992. Both Robert Clayton and Robert Haynes were 26 years old. Deacon Lunchbox was 42 years old. Saxophonist and flute player Steve Douglas passed away from heart issues in 1993 at the age of 54. Blues guitarist and singer Larry Davis passed away in 1994 at the age of 57. Saxophonist King Herbert Whitaker passed away in 1995 at the age of 66. Bassist extraordinaire Mr. Bernard Edwards of the group Chic passed away from pneumonia while on tour in 1996 at the age of 44. Drummer and singer El Duce of the group The Mentors was killed when he was hit by a passing train while goofing around on train tracks in 1997 at the age of 39, or as they like to say, death by misadventure. Singer and actor Liam Sullivan passed away from heart issues in 1998 at the age of 74. Composer and conductor Louis Applebaum passed away in 2000 at the age of 82. Pianist and composer Conrad Leonard passed away in 2003 at the age of 104. Jazz bassist Nels Henning Orsted Peterson passed away in 2005 at the age of 58. Singer Rick Lewis of the group The Silhouettes passed away in 2005 at the age of 71. Rapper Guru of the duo Gangstar passed away from blood cancer in 2010 at the age of 44. Guru also had put out the classic album Jazzmatazz. Drummer and singer Levon Helm of the legendary band The Band passed away from throat cancer in 2012 at the age of 71. Saxophonist and flute player Greg Hamm of the group Men at Work passed away in 2012 from heart issues brought on by heroin addiction at the age of 58. Composer Graciela Agudelo passed away in 2018 at the age of 72. Conductor and composer Martin Botcher passed away in 2019 at the age of 91. Jazz saxophonist Bob Efford passed away in 2019 at the age of 91. Singer-songwriter Ian Whitcomb passed away in 2020 at the age of 78. Record producer Jim Steinman passed away in 2021 at the age of 73. And K-pop singer and actor Moonbin committed suicide in 2023 at the age of 25. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 20th, when in 2018, record producer and DJ Avicii committed suicide at the age of 28.